And I really can recommend you to get these CDs. Sachi Devi is invited all over our movement to sing, because she has a classical education in music, but more important, there are many good singers in India, but she is a devotee of Krishna. When we hear bhajans, it's not that we should only think of the music. It is really the devotion. And that's also a word which I want to say about using instruments. The instruments should never be louder than the voices. The instruments are only in a supportive role. So when we are in a small room like this, we should take care that we don't play so loud the instruments. And in the next bhajans, I will try to train you a little bit. Sometimes when I say to some of you, please don't use instruments at this moment, please don't feel that we do not appreciate your musical skills. We appreciate them very much, but we sometimes we are a little bit too loud with the instruments, and then we can't go so deep. You see, the bhajan, you must know, in kirtan, it's different. There is the ecstasy manifests outside. We dance and we whirl around and we and so on. But when we do bhajans, we want to go inside, and we want to the dancing is done in the heart. It's a different concept. Bhajan means more worship and so on. So it's very important not to play the instruments too loud at the beginning. So anyways, you are very, I can see by your nature, you're very suited for bhajans. And maybe in the future, I would really like to make a Naam Yagya it takes a few hours of just chanting, and it's arranged in a little bit with prayers and so on, and you go very deep in the holy name. Hare Krishna. But I first need to get to know you a little bit more. So, yes. So, thank you very much. When do we meet, Siddheshwari? What is the information? Please come here.